It's Wednesday with Wiser, and happy days are here again. It's both Easter and our beloved Rays opening days, April 28th. Make sure you go to Mike Rickard on audio blogs and listen to his show live from Ferg's. It's going to be amazing. I think I told you, go to Sassy Scribe on Saturday on our audio blogs, RadioSaintPete.com, for a preview of what you can eat and drink at the stadium. There's lots of new things. So we're playing Toronto on Thursday through, Sunday, and then Texas for the next 3 days, and then we go on the road. So go Rays. So let's get right down to the extravaganza. Lots of things going on this Easter weekend. Saturday in Metalone Park, the Easter egg hunt is going on at 9 a.m. The Southeast Seminole Heights Civic Association has an egg hunt at Giddens Park. The United Methodist Church in Tampa, an Easter egg hunt. So if you're going over there to see family, you got a couple places to go. Back here on this side of the bay, the Crossroads Community Church is having a preschool through fifth grade Easter egg hunt. There's going to be Kona ice and giveaways. That's on Saturday. The Easter egg at the farm, DK Farms, you need to make your reservations in advance to hang out with the Easter Bunny. There are pony rides as well. Lots of Cottontail specials going on. The Spring Festival and Easter egg hunt is on the 30th. It's City on a Hill Church in St. Pete. Get your Easter Bunny Festival and hunt for eggs. There'll be a petting zoo, a kids' craft, and inflatables. You know, it's just amazing. I love my bunny ears, and I plan on going at Paradise Grill to Passagrill Beach for Pastor Candace Smith's City of the Hill Church. They'll be doing waterfront baptisms. You need to call to register. That's March 31st. So everywhere, Sunrise Service and Gulfport Recreation Center is on March 31st. There are so many ways to celebrate the season. The way that I most love to celebrate the season is with Easter picnics. And I know that there are a lot of places that you can go and have a wonderful brunch at the Don Cesar Ocean Prime, the Res Grill at the Hard Rock Cafe, the Capitol Grill in Tampa, downtown, the Birchwood, Bon Appetit Restaurant in Dunedin, Eddie V's in Tampa, in U Parlor and Chop House at the Fenway Hotel, always a good time, and the Vinoy Resort, Noble Crust, all three locations, and Stillwater Tavern downtown. So don't bite the chocolate ears before you give your kids their bunnies. Happy Easter from Radio St. Pete. One of the things that we're very excited about, and you can listen to this, our very own Radio St. Pete insider, Jordan Kalajian, has previewed the new Beauty and the Beast at Demon's Landing Park, April 3rd through May 5th, Wednesday through Sunday evening with American Stage. You know, talking teapots and clocks, an emotionally stunted beast, a determined princess, you know the story. But this is a story told a little bit differently, and all the ways that Belle has transformed, this is a new Belle. So I think that you're really going to enjoy this. Opening night is the 5th. There is a pet night on April 21st. There is a pride night on April 14th. Next up from American Stage is Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and that is going to be in April. So that is really, really, really exciting. Also going on in April is the Pier 60 Sugar Sand Festival, and they're going to team up to hold an eclipse beach party on Monday, April 8th at Clearwater Beach. That's going to be amazing. If you're not going somewhere to watch the eclipse, which is expected to take place from 1:45 to 4:15. This will be a really fun time to come. Make sure you get your glasses in advance, your collectible eclipse glasses. So that's going to be really wonderful. The other things that are coming up are just amazing. So our very own Florida folk peeps have a terrific show live April 3rd at the Study Lounge on 3100 3rd Avenue North from 7 to 9. I'm going to run with the Desperados and catch up with the St. Pete Mountain Boys, Pete Gallagher, and all the great bluegrass and four-part harmony. That is going to be a terrific show. This Thursday, Bayboro presents Uncle John's Band, always popular. You can continue to go to the Rock and Roller Rink at 800 2nd Avenue at the Pier, March 8th through April 4th. 14th. Also this Saturday is Paints, Pints, and Plants Market at Three Daughter Brewing. The Boyd Hill Edible Plant Walk and Picnic is this Saturday at 10 o'clock. That's beautiful at Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. Learn about Florida's edible spring greens and make yourself a little salad. Also this Sunday, Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market and the Tampa Bay Market at the St. Pete High School. Also on Sunday, those people at Cage Brewing, they have some kooky stuff going on always. The Hot Tonic Santana Easter Sunday is a family day. There'll be food and good beers and for the kids, sodas. That's always fun. And North Star will be at Masters Brewing Company at the beach. Also going on this week is Burt's Great American Bike Night. That's on Thursday at 6 o'clock. There is also a Dead Set on Saturday at Cage Brewing. And opening day at Bayboro should be fun. It's always fun to be at Ferg's. Hang out with our guys, Mike Rickard and the Florida Sports Stream folks, talking baseball. But you can also hang out at Bayboro. There'll be all kinds of things going on there. Let me tell you, the local shops one always have some cool things going. So the Floridian Social will be the place to be 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 7th for an afternoon of jazz shopping, cocktails, and mocktails. Admission is free. Vendor spaces are filled, but you can go shopping for whatever it is your heart's desire. And on 13th through the 14th, you will have the Pinellas Pepper Fest at England Brothers Park in Pinellas Park. It's a spicy celebration brought to you in collab with the Saucy Queen. Lots of great music. Clearwater Marine Aquarium, if your kids are out on spring break or Easter break, there's lots going on. March 29th through the 31st is Reptilepalooza. There's a tropical sunset cruise on March 29th, and on the 30th, a seaside Easter breakfast. April 5th is another tropical sunset cruise, and you know, save our turtles, Earth Month is coming. April 6th is Sea Turtle Awareness Day, and there's a lake cleanup. And on April 12th, the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary from Reading will be on premise at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. You know, Sunken Gardens, Clearwater Marine Aquarium, Seaside Seabird Sanctuary, you know, it's incredible. McGill Park also has a bird sanctuary. Sarge, the eagle, the Harry Potter owls, and little hoot owls. Do your best. Do something special. Volunteer in April. Help Mother Nature save herself. Our friends at Kawa, well, you know, we love Kawa coffee. We run on it. Thrive DTSP, where our studio is, has Kawa. So when we're in studio with Joe and Karen and Jay, we always make a point of drinking that. They're debuting their new SPAA Artist Canister. And this limited edition coffee canister is done by St. Pete's most incredible artist, Yael Lawford. Yael Lawford is a versatile artist, educator, muralist, and a conduit between the visual realm and the intricate complexities of human communities. There is an event on April 5th from 5 to 7th at the Savant. I love to say the word Savant at 2nd, located at 634 2nd Avenue. So help support the St. Pete Arts Endowment, a nonprofit, very valuable. On the same night is an amazing performance with Helen Hansen French and Lauren Rees-Sloan. We'll have Helen Hansen French on Radio St. Pete Insider soon. Co-founded and co-produced by St. Pete natives, Beacon is an annual contemporary dance series whose mission is to provide a professional dance performance, and it is at the Palladium. You know, I love Twyla Tharp and Mark Morris, but if you haven't seen Beacon, it is world-class dance. And again, that is on April 5th, so don't miss that. Are you feeling bluesy? Well, the Tampa Bay Blues Fest, April 12th, 13th, and 14th, is at Vinoy Park. April 12th, Grace Potter is headlining. April 13th, Larkin Poe and Samantha Fish are headlining. And on Sunday, April 14th, Tab Benoit is headlining. Check it out at www.tampabaybluesfest.com. Another fabulous event, an exclusive evening of art, wine, and pairings is Los Vinos de Dali. That's coming up Saturday, April 27th at the Dali. It is the 11th. It is a pairing of wine, local gourmet pairings, live entertainment, a silent auction, and more. I saw Women of Jazz this last weekend, Saturday, March 23rd. It was spectacular. Coming up in April is Pam and Jam. It is Poetry and Jazz Appreciation Month. We are going to be, Karen Carmichael, our very own correspondent, will be producing with St. Pete City a program that would allow you to enjoy poetry. And Maureen McDowell, who is Keep St. Pete Lit, will be here in studio with us reading poetry. Stay tuned to RadioSaintPete.com. Click on the audio blogs, click on the podcast. It'll be amazing. Here's a fun thing to do. Are you a car show enthusiast? The Heritage Village Easter Car Show is Saturday, March 30th, 8 to 3 at Heritage Village in Largo. It is a very fun thing. There'll be food trucks, entertainment, demonstrators, and lots of classic rides. Another wonderful event coming up. If you haven't been to Greenlight Cinema for their independent film series, please, please make a point of going. Every weekend is another spectacular film. The JCC is also doing a celebration of arts, a poetry coffee house, noon to one in the ballroom, April 7th at the Shanna and Brian Glazer JCC in Tampa. They also are hosting two incredible authors. On Thursday, April 4th, Lyle Leibovitz, editor-at-large of Tablet Magazine, will be the guest speaker at a cocktail party and be talking about how the Talmud can change your life. It's really incredible. Also on hand will be Emily Franklin. She will be there as well. It's an author series that is not to be missed. Her talk on April 5th is a luncheon at Brio Italian Grill, located at International Plaza. She'll be discussing her latest book, The Lioness of Boston. These popular events sell out, so please, please get your tickets now. I discovered something fabulous downtown St. Pete, a Monday mingle, enjoying a champagne at the wonderful, 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 fun Left Bank Bistro. Fresh oysters, a curated menu, on wine with cigars. It's a fun way to make Monday a fun day, and I suggest you check it out. Some great fundraisers coming up. The Longest Table, our friends at WSF, is April 4th, April 4th through 7th, Art in Bloom by the Stewart Society. Please go to audio blogs on RadioSaintPete.com and hear Deb Carson, insider correspondence, terrific wrap up and preview of Art in Bloom. It is a celebration of flowers and painting. Other things going on is the Huddle Up, which benefits the Friends of the Children of Tampa Bay on April 6th. The Heroes Ball, which benefits St. Joseph's Children's Hospital on April 13th. And on April 20th, City Fashion, Art, and Culture with the Tampa Museum of Art. All important things to do. We at RadioSaintPete.com, not only are we a nonprofit and depend on our volunteers and donations, we support good deeds. Listen, what are you doing April 9th? The St. Pete Mountain Boys are also performing, not only Wednesday on air with our guys, but at the James Museum of Western Art. Also this week at the Museum of Fine Art, there is a terrific talk with Ursula Hudson. She is a transdisciplinary artist of European, Filipino, and Alaska Native Tlingit descent. Raised amidst her parents' full-time multimedia artist lifestyle, she explores the experience of a modern-day globalized woman with complex ancestry through a two-dimensional performance and fiber arts. It will be spectacular. Other things coming up is the 26th through the 21st of April, Stranger Sings, the parody musical at the Straz Theater. I'm hoping to see that. It starts March 26th and runs through April 21st. April 27th at the Palladium is the Chamber Players doing Mozart and Dvorak with viola quintets. The 27th through the 31st of March is Girls from the North Country, Straz Center. And listen, let's wind up the month on the 29th with Al Stewart and the Empty Pockets at Capitol Theater in Clearwater. I saw Joe Bonamassa at the BayCare Sound this last weekend. If you haven't gotten tickets for May 9th for Diana Ross, well, you better get busy. It's going to be incredible. Also this weekend, the AirFest, MacDill, March 29th and March 30th. And Nollywood is opening at Freefall Theater Company. Matthew McGee will be with us in studio. We can't wait to talk with him about this. And then finally, the Sunscreen Film Festival is coming up April 25th through 28th. We have an exclusive interview with Tony Arner and some of the people that are coming up. Opening night is featuring Bao, Artist at War. There's a red carpet. We will be on the red carpet. There's an opening night party that same time, Nova 535, 9 to midnight. On the 26th, there's a filmmaker party. On the 27th, there's Chicks Making Flicks with a pink brunch. And it goes on and on. So really, this is an incredible film festival, the Sunscreen Film Festival. We're lucky to have it. So Wednesday with Weiser is going to leave you with some words from David Manson, the festival director of St. Pete Jazz Festival, April 1 through 6. David, take it away.
Hello, I'm David Manson, director of the St. Petersburg Jazz Festival. We are going to have our 15th annual Jazz Festival April 1st through the 6th. So let me tell you about what we have scheduled. We have some free workshops, including jazz vocalist Alexis Cole doing a jazz vocalist workshop on Monday, April 1st, 12:30 to 1:30 in HS 109 at St. Petersburg College. That's the campus located at 66th Street and 5th Avenue North, HS 109, Humanities 109. And Alexis is the founder of jazzvoice.com and the annual Vocal Jazz Summit. She's a fantastic singer and teacher. One of her students includes Samara Joy, who won 3 Grammys. So she'll be there giving a free workshop. You're welcome to come by. Check that out. On Tuesday, April 2nd, Alexis joins the Helios Jazz Orchestra for a concert of big band music at the Palladium Side Door. So this is a wonderful venue for listening to jazz. If you haven't been to the Side Door, we'll fit that 18-piece jazz band into that small venue, so you'll be very close to the singers and the band. And Alexis, again, she's really being called one of the great voices of jazz today, and she's performed at Montreux Jazz Festival, New York Jazzmobile. She was a finalist in the Sarah Vaughan competition, and she's recorded in Taiwan and Japan. She's, worked with some of the greats. So if you haven't heard Alexis, definitely check her out. On Wednesday, we have Mauricio Rodriguez and the MJR Latin Project at the Palladium Side Door again, Wednesday, April 3rd. At 7:30, and the concert's going to mix some original work composed by Mauricio with some new Cuban contemporary music and some Latin jazz staples. That concert will feature Mauricio on bass, also Zachary Bornheimer on saxophone, Pablo Arencibia on piano, Andy Forner on drums. And so if you like Latin jazz, check that out Wednesday, April 3rd. On April 4th, we have another great free workshop. This is the Brazilian Percussion Workshop with Rafael Pereira at 12:30 at St. Petersburg College in the same room, HS 109. And Rafael will direct a free interactive Brazilian percussion workshop exploring the rhythms found in samba, bossa nova, and baião. And in particular, he'll have participants performing carnival drum cadences. So we will have drums there for you. We'll have surdos, panderos, ganzas, and you can learn those carnival cadences. That same day, Thursday, April 4th, in the evening, we have Marcus Gottlich and his trio performing in the Music Center at St. Petersburg College. That's a great music center, 300 seats, Steinway grand piano, acoustically perfect. And Marcus is going to perform his original music with Michael Washington on drums and Noam Tanzer on double bass. And Marcus is not only a great composer, a great pianist, he's also the director of the Warehouse Arts District Association. So if you like global music and jazz, check out the Marcus Gottlich Trio Thursday, April 4th. On April 5th, that's Friday, we have Brazilian grupo Som de Jazz with special guest Rafael Pereira and Jose Valentino Ruiz. So that group features Rio de Janeiro singer Andrea Moraes Manson and her group performing Bossa Nova, Balanço, Baião, MPB. And plus we have these great artists including Rafael, who has toured with Janelle Monáe and Bruno Mars, and José Valentino Ruiz playing flute and saxophone, and he's a multi-Latin Grammy Award winner and an Emmy Award winner. That's a free concert at the outdoor stage at the Warehouse Arts District. Finally, on Saturday, April 6th, we have Hot Club SRQ. They play gypsy jazz that is deeply rooted in the style of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. This is really wonderful swing music with Kevin Ayland singing and playing the violin. He's one of the finest jazz violinists I've ever heard. Glenn Stevenson on bass, John McLaughlin on guitar, and world-renowned Brazilian valve trombonist Francois de Lima. And this is at the Museum of American Arts and Crafts Movement. It's a wonderful collection in a gorgeous building. If you arrive a little bit early, before 7:30, you can take a tour of the second floor and see the collection there. So that's the St. Petersburg Jazz Festival, April 1st through the 6th. If you want more information, you can check out www.stpetejazzfest.com. That's STPETEJAZZFEST.com, St. Pete Jazz Fest. I hope to see you there.